Goddamn, Woody. It's me, Slinky Dog.
And me, Rex.
That's just such a bad Rex. Like, you're so good at impressions normally. And your Slinky one was pretty good just before we started recording. But Rex is so off. It's like a strained shouting Morty. Jesus.
Holy Rick.
I'm not going to jail anymore, Rick. Maybe. Who knows what I did?
Yeah.
I've got this weird southern thing from Slinky. I don't know where this is coming from.
God damn, it was settled out of court.
Anyway, welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good,
the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies and we ask the question, Woody, is this bad film good? My name is Slinky.
And I'm Rex.
That has to be the worst goddamn impression I've ever heard you do. Apart from the fucking Snoop Dogg one.
Yeah, that was good. No, it's because I can't remember what he sounds like, so I'll have to... I'll work on it. Next week, I'll bring a better one next week.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear the evolution of this Rex impression. But today, we're not looking at anything to do with Toy Story. Although... No. Yeah, no, there's no link at all. Yeah. Apart from maybe animation. But no, today we will be looking at Space Jam, A New Legacy? Is that what it's called? A New Legacy?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like kind of maybe Space Jam 2 or something, but we'll get into that.
No, it's Space Jam 2, definitely, for sure.
Okay, all right. Well, we will be looking at that, but before we get into Space Jammin', why don't you tell us what is... Not Space Shrekking this week. You see this? Thank you. He's I'm going to take a little sip of my apple juice. Straight out of the carton, ladies and gentlemen. Straight out of the carton.
He sucked it. He's back it.
Yes.
Sucked off the carton.
All right. Let's move it along.
So this is an article from Scream Rant. And I saved this article was it yesterday or the day before? I saved this article a couple of days ago, and I was like, sick, that's funny, because I bet these are all bullshit. And then I looked at it like just before we started recording, and I was like,
sure.
Have we done this already? So I'm like, man.
I'll tell you if it sounds familiar, but I might also not know.
yeah, okay. Because this is an article. I mean, it says published May 1st, 2023. So.
All right. So either it's recycled content.
Not, yeah.
Or, I mean.
It's more like.
They recycle content all the time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They do it all the time. Oh, it's the dinner bell. I forgot about the dinner bell.
No, you're fucking
I forgot about the dinner bell to tell Aiden, who is a dog, that it's time for his fucking dinner. Oh, man, I totally forgot about that. I completely forgot. God, imagine having a fucking dinner bell.
Leave me alone.
Oh, man. I'm going to make sure not to forget that. I need to make sure I've pinned that in my brain.
Oh, god damn. Oh, yeah, god. So fucking Shrek.
Oh, man. Carry on.
So this is an article from Scream Rant. It says, 10 ways Shrek changed animated movies forever.
Yeah, that does sound very, very familiar.
Yeah. Let's go through them. One by one, and see if we agree with Scream Rant or not. And also, see if we remember the article.
Do they even have 10? Is it one of those things where it's like, number 15, and you're like, fuck me, there was supposed to be 10 of these.
No, thankfully. Well, I don't know. It starts with 10. Who knows where it will go? Yeah. So, number 10, Shrek proved animation could be a critical success. I don't know if...
There were plenty of animations.
Didn't Walt Disney build a multi-billion franchise of animation?
Yeah. Is that maybe not... Maybe it means, like... They're like CG animation. Okay, look, I'm giving them credits here. I'm giving them like passes here. But maybe they mean CG animation rather than like, you know, the typical kind of artistic 2D hand-drawn kind of shit.
So just briefly, I'm not going to read all the paragraphs.
But I'll choose to go with the fact that maybe they're just dumb and don't know what they're doing.
Well, they're saying like, Little Mermaid and Aladdin did well with its target audience, but not quite as well with the critics. However, Shrek's unique story and audience success brought attention to the genre for the first time, made critics see animated films clearly. Look, I can't be asked to look it up, but I'm sure that's wrong. Just going on off the basis of Scream Rant's track record, I'm sure there are hundreds of animated films which critics were also like, this film's fucking great. The Lion King.
All of these. Yeah, the fucking Lion King. Jesus Christ. The sheer number of insane fucking... Toy Story came out before Shrek did.
Yeah.
Didn't it? Because it was like 97 or something.
Yeah, Shrek wasn't. No, Toy Story came out before Shrek. Yeah, 100%.
Like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Dumb, I don't know.
Dumb ass. So, dumb ass.
One for one. Wrong. Let's go for the next one. It's Shrek's humor and story catered to an adult audience.
Like many other.
Yeah.
Loads of other animations.
Look, I'll agree that yes, it did. But I feel like there are thousands of... Once again... If you really
it's under the context of it saying that it how it changed animation, right?
Yeah, how it changed animation. I mean, for almost a decade before this, you've had three mainstream. Okay, granted they're not films, but mainstream TV shows that are directly catered to adult animation. Simpsons, South Park, and Family Guy.
Yeah.
I don't think this... Shrek didn't come out and they were like, oh my god, we could do animation, but specifically for adults. Shrek's a genius.
This animated character, Shrek, is a genius.
All right, this one is the first... All right, we're two for two, but this one I'll give it. Shrek cemented the shift away from 2D animation... I'd say that's probably, maybe not specifically Shrek,
but it's the time period, right?
But I think like that, those sort of films. Yeah, I'll give it that. Why not?
Gross.
Shrek.
That's the only one you're getting.
Shrek inspired the creation of the Academy Award for the Best Animated Feature. Sure. I don't know. Did it?
I'll take your word for it, but yeah. I don't want to because it's Screen Rant and they're probably wrong. But who knows?
Look, I'm sure. Should I read the paragraph?
Nah. Just give us a quick breakdown. I don't want to give the fucking Screen Rant too much time.
The Academy felt there was too few animated movies before. Something. Let me start that again.
The Academy. Just give us the titles of the other points. Right. I don't give a fuck about what reasons they
basically,
give.
Basically, yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah, I don't think there was no Academy Award for it doesn't matter. Okay, who cares? Shrek inspired new kinds of fairy tales. What?
I guess, like, anti-fairy tale is dumb. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but, like...
What's the next one?
But Name a film that inspired it that way.
Yeah, like, name one.
Yeah. Hoodwinked. Oh, well. Fine. Shrek leaned into pop culture. So did... How does that change animation? Everything does.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Stupid.
Shrek blended traditional settings with modern music. I'm not going to credit Shrek for that. I don't think that's... Shrek included unlikely characters. I mean, I guess.
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, but that's also just like a trope that's in a lot of things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. In the context of it changed animation forever. No, it didn't. Shrek inspired a successful animated franchise. I suppose, in a sense, yes, it did, as it inspired its own franchise.
Yeah, it inspired Shrek.
Stupid.
Shrek inspired more Shrek. And therefore, it revolutionized the fucking animation genre.
Amazing. And yeah. Shrek changed the Disney/Pixar animation status quo. Again, I feel like Toy Story did that. But anyway,
yeah,
who cares? Yeah,
Monsters so, Inc., you know, plenty
yeah,
of others.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. Shrek in this week, an article we probably already did before.
Now, I think that something that shit I would have remembered.
Okay, maybe we didn't do it then. I have to say,
I'm going to make a definitive decision and say that we didn't do it before. and that's it. If somebody says that we did and they point to an episode in which we look at the same article, then they're
You're
wrong
lying.
And we didn't do it.
Yeah, they're lying.
And I'm the correct one here. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Cool.
Cool. I'm glad we settled
I'm
that.
I'm glad we sorted that. Cool.
All right. So, now that the Shrekking is down and out of the way, as I said up top, this week we will... And I'll say it up top, unfortunately, be looking at Space Jam, A New Legacy. Before we get into it, where did we watch it? It was on Prime, wasn't it? For some reason, I was like, oh, it'll be on Disney Plus. And then I was like, no, it won't, because it's not, because it's a Warner Brothers kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So we watched it on Prime, which described it as being... When LeBron James and his son are trapped in a digital space by a rogue AI, it's Toons versus Goons in the highest stakes challenge of his life that will redefine the bond with his son. Thanks for telling us the whole story.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
Cool. I've seen the film.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't really need to bother. Yeah. Could have stopped there. Would have preferred to. Why don't you give us a little lowdown of what's going on?
So it was made in 2021, directed by, just going to look it up quick because I forgot to write it down.
God,
directed
disgusting.
By Malcolm D. Lee. It stars Tim Curry, obviously plays LeBron James.
Yes.
LeBron
oh,
James.
No, oh, well, no, we have to just have a little discussion. Who would Tim Curry be
James.
Best to play in this? I would argue... that it would be hilarious for him to have played the AI.
Oh, Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle's character. To have an AI that's Tim Curry would be insane. Can you imagine? They're just like, all right, we've designed this AI to, like, pitch us ideas for Warner Brothers. And the AI is like, let's get a spies.
I'm doing Rocky Horror again, you bitches.
It's Rocky Horror with the Looney Tunes.
So it stars LeBron James, Don Cheadle, Chris Davis, Sonequa Martin-Green, Zendaya, Jeff Bergman, Eric Bowser, and Steve Buscemi. I still think he'd be funny as LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, he just put him as both.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the winner is both.
Yeah.
Come here, son. We're going to play some basketball.
Oh, no.
Don't play
you
basketball
beat me.
And defeat me in this game. It's got, it had a budget of 150 million and made just over 163
million. Hey. I'm surprised it that made that much.
To be fair, with the that was COVID time. This came out direct to streaming as well as in the theaters.
Oh, okay, right.
So actually, that is not bad.
It's not too bad. Yeah, that's not too bad. All things are considered.
But it's got 4.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 25% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 36 Metal Crickets liked it.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Let's get right into it. I'll start by saying I do wonder if this is going to be one where we disagree again, but I'll start off top by saying that I really struggled to watch this fucking film.
Why?
I know. Don't tell me. Don't tell me we're on it. It's just so bad. Like, it's so poorly written. It's so, like, the acting is so poor. Like, it's just, it feels, okay, I might be jumping ahead a little bit, but I wrote down a note that said that it feels like the film is made by people who don't know anything about games, and they sort of just made the film based on what they assumed games were, because the whole thing is like, video game, weep, 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 blah, 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 ba-ding! Ooh, you scored the big one! Level up. Here is a golden coin or something. I'm a hello fellow
it's
kids.
Fucking, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck our usual structure of going like through the film chronologically.
Sure. I don't remember half the fucking points of this.
All right. Quick rundown. Quick rundown. LeBron James is a bad father, and then he's like, oh, son, why do you hate me? Why don't you come along to this cool meeting I have with Warner Brothers? Warner Brothers are like, we've got this genius AI that will just invent ideas for us or something. But for some reason, the AI is evil because it wants to be famous, but also wants to take over the world. But then also wants to trap everyone inside a server,
called
I think.
The Serververse?
The Serververse, yeah, amazing.
But
even
fucking,
better,
right.
Even better, jumping ahead a bit, even better, sure. The AI's name, are you ready? It's Algorithm.
Don't. Honest, no, this is what, all right, look, this is what, okay, super quick rundown. Basically, LeBron James has to play basketball for the fate of the fucking, all the people that just get sucked into their fucking phones, because that's how it works.
Yeah,
because
Don Cheadle, right?
Because Don Cheadle is a sad, not Don Cheadle, but the character he plays in this,
no,
is a
Don
sad
Cheadle.
And lonely AI, and he, I don't know, is just kind of evil, and he wants to win and have power.
He's like, I'm evil, I'm going to suck in everyone, and you have to build a team of basketball to play basketball against my basketball. And then...
Y'all ready for this?
And then they play the basketball, but a twist, because it's not really basketball, it's just colours and flashing lights,
And it's literally whatever the fuck you want, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
who
it
cares?
Doesn't matter, because earlier on in the film, the kid's like, I like video game, I build video game. And then the guy's like, oh, we'll just use that to destroy the world. We'll just use your app or game or whatever it was, doesn't matter.
Oh my god, there's so much. There's just so much. So,
and then they're losing, and then they come together as a family, and Don Toretto's like, oh no, sorry, wrong film.
As much as I really don't like this film, it's still a better family movie than any Fast film is going to be.
Oh, he's firing shots!
Oh, man. The thing is, you'll hear this the week
after
we've done Fast 10. So I don't know at this point in time for me whether I've liked that film or not. Yeah, maybe I'll do a full 180, and then you'll hear the fool of a person I was back in time before I watched that movie. Or maybe I'm just reiterating the fact that it's probably going to be a crock of shit.
We'll see. Only time will tell.
We'll see. You know already, probably, unless you're not watching these, listening to these episodes in order, in which case, what are you even doing?
Or, yeah, no, listen how you want. Doesn't matter.
No, you listen to them in order.
Okay.
We're building an arc, slowly but surely.
Very good.
How else would they know that Aiden's dinner bell was a pre-established joke?
Because then they'd be like, oh, I don't get the joke. I'll go back and listen through the backlog. And there's only one listener there already. As well. Yeah, it's the rule of podcasting.
From fucking Belgium or wherever it was.
But from Belgium. But the rule of radio is that there's only one, it's you, me, and the one listener, you, who's listening to this now. Hello.
Yeah.
It's you. We're talking to you directly.
Yes.
I'm in your ears.
No. You're in my ears as well. I don't like that. Right. Back to the film, because I want to rage about this a little bit. So, you made a very good point.
We've done the rundown, just say whatever now.
Yeah. You've made a good point about how fucking awful and lazy and shit this, like, I don't know who thought they were so smug and so great coming up with these things like, oh, this guy's name is Al G. Rhythm. I'm like, fuck off. That's so dumb. Because they're just like, oh, but it's funny because we're being like meta and we'll wink at the screen. And I'm like, no, you don't get to do that because you just, it's cringes me out. It's so shit. Oh.
Look, I want to get this out of the way. Kind of liked it.
No!
Because,
oh, Christ.
Because it is just like so, it's the most generic. Literally, my first note is like, that kid just did a like an almost good basketball move. But then he does some crazy skill and then he misses the shot. 100% he does that at the last minute and it saves the basketball game and they win. And lo and behold, that is the exact thing that he's like, oh, remember that move I did at the start of the film? Well, that breaks the game or something. So do that. But if you do that, you'll die as well.
It's fucking dumb. Right, so, yeah, they have a bunch of this stuff, which I fucking hate, where they're like, oh, I'm in... It feels like this fucking old-ass... This old-ass fucking guy has written this thing, and he's like, oh, yeah, because it's in the server-verse. You know, like, it's...
Team of five middle-aged white men have written
the AI. Yeah, exactly. They're inside the AI, and it's the server-verse with Al G. Rhythm. Because that's cool, isn't it, with the kids? And, oh, fuck. There's multiple times where, during the basketball game at the end of the fucking film, which takes forever, you've got, like, the two announcers, and then one of them... I mean, they're both kind of saying, like, quips and things. And one of them was like, it says something stupid, like, that was straight fire, my G, or something stupid. And I was like, kill me.
It's the old guy. It's the old commentator. Which is why it's funny.
No, I did not find it funny in any way. I was like, kill me, Christ. I was like...
They have some genius... It's actually genius, this film. Because what I don't realize is that they are so... It's, like, so meta because it's, like, so generic and so ironically bad that it's actually good. Like,
I didn't read it in that way at all.
They fucking... Right, so... LeBron James, he gets sucked off by Tom Chino.
First things first, LeBron James gets sucked off by Don Cheadle. And that was the last good bit of the movie.
Yeah. That was the first 5 minutes. I was like, all right, we'll get into this.
But this is the new legacy.
he gets sucked into the metaverse, and then Don Cheadle's like, you're a bad dad. I'm your son's dad now. And also, you have to go find a team. You have to find all the Looney Tunes so they can do basketball with me. Bye. So then he goes, like, there's like a montage of
him and Bugs Bunny.
Him and Bugs Bunny going to various Warner Brothers properties where the Looney Tunes are also in. There's one I did like was there. It's the Road Runner and the Coyote, but they're doing Mad Max. So and I was like, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like LeBron James has a fucking red mohawk. Funny, good stuff.
Do you know what? I don't remember much of that bit because I genuinely fell asleep at one point and had to kind of wake up and slightly rewind it.
Look, there's so many of these fucking... It's like, now we're in Harry Potter Land. Who's in Harry Potter Land? I don't know, one of them. All right, let's go to the next one.
Yeah, literally. Like, oh, here's Wonder Woman and the fucking bunny is here and now she's with us.
Yeah, yeah. But the best bit is like... they go into the Matrix, and it's the old lady from you know, Sylvester the Cat and Tweety Bird.
Yeah,
and the old lady is Neo or something. Oh no, she's not Neo. She's the person that does all the hacking or whatever. Right. And she's like typing on the thing. Then Agent Smith comes in, and she's like,
"You better fucking." You fuck off.
And then she does the Matrix kick into Agent Smith, and then they like escape, and LeBron James is there, and he says the line, "What in the Matrix hell?" And I was like, that's not a play on words, that's just adding Matrix into a phrase.
See, now this
genius
makes a bit more sense.
It's so genius,
something that she does later on and then something he says, where I was like, what the fuck? Because I mean, I could just say it, because when they're doing the basketball thing, she just does like a Matrix kind of thing.
Yeah,
she
they
just
do does, like, two stop, Matrix
and she does like She goes like boo and like fucking slows down this time guy that's on the other team, and then does like a flip and then kind of does like a thing with his system that makes him super old and whatever. It doesn't matter, it's stupid. But she does like a move, and then LeBron James is like, oh, she really is the one or something. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? It's probably because I fell asleep in the bit where she was the Matrix reference. But still, even then, fucking dumb. Look, thing is, LeBron James, I'm sure he's a great guy. But thing is, he's not an actor. And he's very, like... I wouldn't say he's very bad in this, but
no,
he's just.
I thought he was. But he's right.
He just wasn't good. He would. It felt like one of the fucking ads to a thing where they're like, "LeBron James, what do you think?" And he's like, "Hey there, guys!" And then it's like, "Woo, yeah!" Everybody claps, and then he's like,
"I thought he was decent."
And he's like, "Remember, kids, don't do drugs or something." You know what I mean? Like he kind of. I didn't. He wasn't like a. Okay, he wasn't terrible. Like, he wasn't literally a plank of wood, but he wasn't good. He wasn't like a convinced. He wasn't a convinced. It felt like he is
LeBron James,
the athlete, just being put into like you can tell he's not an actor, and they're just like, okay, go. Action, you know what I mean? But the thing is, they say that at one point in the film, where when they pitch this whole Warner Brothers thing to him, where they're like, oh, we can just scan you and put you in our films, and he's like, that's dumb as fuck, I don't want to do this. And he was like, I'm an athlete. Athletes aren't actors. That's a bad idea. And I was like, exactly. I get no.
It's meta.
Because, no. Because I was like, I understand what you're doing. You're, I think it's called lamp lighting, something like that, where you basically shall like shine a lamp on the thing and be like, hey, look at the thing. We're aware of the thing. We're doing the thing. But that doesn't mean that it's okay or good just because you've acknowledged it. All you've done is been like, hey, this was a bad idea.
Yes, it's so good.
Also, what's with the fucking timeline? Because in this, everyone's in some sort of like serververse, metaverse fucking thing, but they're all like, oh yeah, remember that time that we did another thing with another famous star and we've played basketball before for all of this? We did this once before, but it's been a long time since I've seen the first one. But wasn't it like they were like real people that were just in like a different galaxy or something, or it was like in the universe? It wasn't like a digital thing back then in the first film. So I don't know.
That's a good point.
How that makes sense.
The space part of Space Jam is because they're the Martians.
It's in space. Yeah.
No. It's not in space, is it?
No. Well, I mean, as in it's. To do with space, like it's
the Martians come stuff to Earth. I think
when I looked up briefly, it said that there was like an issue with some like a theme park or something on a different planet. I can't remember, but basically, it's like the whole point is that they're not just digital fake beings; they are like alien, essentially, if that's what you would call them. They're you know. Aliens, like they live on a Looney Tunes planet somewhere out in the galaxy or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
which was
I can't remember. Weird but and confusing. It's definitely not in a metaverse. They were just like, they are now though.
Because all they had to do was be like, oh yeah, after all that weird shit, we like scanned them in and made copies of them or something. I don't know. It was just weird. They just didn't seem to. That's why I wasn't sure whether it was a reboot or a sequel, but then in the thing, they're like, hey, you remember that time where we did that thing? And then they wink at the camera, and I'm like, fuck off.
I was like, yeah, I remember.
No.
I remember.
Oh, no.
It's so
I mean, let me have a look at my fucking notes, because before we get into the other stuff, just rewinding it back to the beginning for a sec. His kid, right?
Is a genius.
The whole point of this thing is it's like, he's Mr. Basketball. He wants his kids to be also Mr. Basketball. The older kid is pretty much Mr. Basketball. He's pretty good. He does the basketball. His younger kid is like, hey, I like the video game. And I'm making a video game. This kid has got to be... what did they say? He was like 12. How old is this kid? He's like 12?
Yeah.
This kid has got to be the greatest genius of all time. Right? Because not even just for the fact that, like, I'm sure we've had some pretty young people make their first sort of functional video game in whatever kind of form that took. Not just because of that, but it's revealed that he has, assumedly, since it's not like a widely used thing and it seems to be like a revelation to this AI guy, he's created like an app for his phone, like a fucking app for his phone that scans a real life object fully, scans the whole thing, like scans its entire structure and all of its texture and personality and everything, and just recreates it fully in the game. And it's one of these things where, like, and look, I'm not going to go fucking game industry snob on this film, but there's suspending a disbelief, and then there's shit where he's just like, oh yeah, I just made this game. And I'm like, this is insane. For one kid to have made that is fucking insane. It's just not, and it's just not how it works. Like where he's like, oh, yeah, have a go at the game, dad. And then his dad's playing it. And then he's like, oh, let me do my move, 'cause you put my move in the game. And then the character glitches out and then the game crashes, and he's like, oh no, it's deleted my character and I've lost the thing. And I was like, sorry, huh? That's what? That's not even, that's literally not possible. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Deleted your character? How? What? What, just the model, yes. The files that you have everywhere, yeah. Like the fucking, all of the textures and the modelling for it. And,
good.
Oh, so awful. Like, you have this whole thing. He's like, oh, it's just deleted my character now. Oh, no. Fucking, you know, game jam where I've got to create. That kid is going to floor every other fucking person in that game jam thing. All these kids who go in and they're like, oh, I made this nice little kind of, this kind of 8-bit 2D platformer, and I put loads of time and effort into, like, all the artwork for it, like, having to code everything. It's taken me, like, a year to do all of this. I really put my heart and soul into it. And then this kid's like, yeah, I just made this fucking game. I just scanned everybody in, and I just made it, and it's done, and it's all together, and it functions, like, completely fine, apart from this one other, you know, whatever fucking bug.
Also, I've invented this life-changing millions of he's just real, like, world, yeah, I just, uses. Google's contacted me and are buying the rights for this for billions of dollars. Yeah,
but the fact that, like, he's just got his phone with a little mini little kind of like webcam little gadget on the top, and I was like, what is he fucking like? Tony Stark on steroids? Like, that's so ridiculous. And it's just like a normal thing. They're like, this is what I mean by it. It makes it feel like it's just written by either people who are just like, ah, yes, that's what a video game is, right? That's how you do that. Or it's people who are like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to be like, yeah, he made a video game completely. And he just scans them in on his phone because I just asked an AI to write the script for me, and this is what it came up with.
This is a good point that I wanted to raise. Is this so meta that it's an AI has written the script about an AI?
Genuinely, it feels like it at points. Because, like, some of the fucking writing, the lines are just so
genius.
Goddamn awful. No. So awful. The fact, like, all these things, like, fucking King Algae rhythm and all this bullshit. I mean, the bit where LeBron James gets, so he's a real person in the real world. He then suddenly gets sucked into this digital space, and he's like, what the fuck is going on? He sees Don Cheadle, who's like, hey man, I'm like the AI that runs the serververse, and I want you to pair up with me, and I'll be famous because everyone will see that I'm the AI. Which, by the way, just the simple fact that he, as an AI that is clearly like an actual, like, sentient AI, just reveal yourself to the world and everyone will go nuts. Like, you don't need to have LeBron James to do some sort of deal with you to then reveal yourself to the world. Just literally be like, hey, I exist, and everyone will lose their absolute minds. But he's just like, LeBron, here's the deal. LeBron's like, nah, I don't want to do that. He gets banished to the fucking Shadow Realm, and he sees Bugs Bunny, actual Bugs Bunny, in the flesh, 2D animated Bugs Bunny in the flesh, and he just goes, and I got this... Well, it might not be an exact quote, to be fair, because I wrote it afterwards. But he literally is just like, oh shit, Bugs Bunny, how's it going? Bring it in. And I was like, what? You would be like, what the fuck is this? You're Bugs Bunny. And then he's like, man, what's up, dog? And you're like, what the fuck is this?
It's impressive.
Where am I? Am I dreaming? He's just like, oh shit, what up? Honestly, pulls him in like, dab me up.
We've already established that, like, he's been sucked off by Don Cheadle and sucked into the metaverse. Like, he got sucked into the metaverse and his brain didn't melt from incomprehension. So I feel like he's got to this stage, he's on board. Like,
but you know, just the fact, it was just, I was like, what is that? It's just so badly written. He's just, literally, Bugs Bunny appears and he's just like, yo, what's up, G? Yeah, bring it in. Cool. Oh, what, you want to, like, find your friends? Cool, yeah, I'll do that. I'm like, what? Oh, Christ. Just crazy. I mean, I don't have a lot of other notes about specifics because...
Following
the trend of a few other films, I put, this is the point where I stop making notes because it's just so awful. And then I made one more note that said, except to say, LeBron is going to fuck that rabbit.
Yeah, I've got that note.
Yeah, I knew you would.
What is because there's a moment weird sexual tension?
Yeah.
LeBron James going to fuck Lola Bunny.
Yeah, because there's a moment where they like hug or something or like she kind of jumps into his arms or something. I don't remember. That was the moment where I wrote it down.
He jumps into her arms.
Does he?
She's carrying him.
And I was like,
it's sexy.
Yo, what the fuck? No, because what was the...
I was like,
because hey, that was the whole big...
LeBron, let me be LeBron.
This is why you like this film.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck that rabbit.
Bunny. Let me find that bunny. I'm shouting at the screen.
Yeah.
Hey!
Fucking Canon Stella.
Let me find that bunny! Please! I'm begging. Because I think Don Cheadle's listening. So like, Don Cheadle, yeah. Please, I'm in for the bunny.
But like,
suck me in, Don Cheadle. suck me into the metaverse. Please, I need it.
Because do you remember at the time there was the whole thing going around about that bunny? Where,
oh man,
I can't remember. Was it that they made the bunny in the trailer like thick as hell and then changed it for the actual release of the film
was that not what it was? I thought it was that in the OG one she was like thicker and then this one they dialed her down to be more proportionate to a real bunny person, you know, less of an object and more of a character. and people were like, no, including me. I was like, no.
I mean, Jesus Christ, I typed in Space Jam, Lola Bunny, and then it comes up with, like, one of the results is comparison, right? but then the first, like, the fucking wiki search result, the first thing that it says on it is, Lola Bunny is Bugs Bunny's beautiful, sassy, and no-nonsense girlfriend. I was like, yo, there's a lot of... descriptive terms that have been put in there for specific reasons. Yeah, so comparison. Yeah, okay, so like she's definitely, I think, I'm assuming that that's the one from the first film. She's definitely a lot more like sexed up for the first
one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like 100%. She's got like the eyeshadow and the kind of like the, what do you call it? Like the kind of, the look. She's giving you the eyes, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'm going to send you a photo. In context, I've Googled...
Oh, no.
I've Googled Lola...
Come on.
I Googled...
Come on, spit it out.
I Googled, and I'm not proud to admit this, but I Googled Lola Bunny thick as hell.
Yeah, I knew that. Word for word, I knew that's what you were going to say.
But it's come up with this, and I feel like I remember... Now, this is either my dream, or this is what happened in Space Jam, but it's... Right. Let me just send this to you.
Oh, God.
I feel like I remember that in the fucking film. Do you not remember that?
Like, I mean, it's been a long time since I saw the film, so I don't really remember much at all.
They're in a basketball court, and everyone's right. Like, oh, damn! And she bends over fucking... to pick up a basketball.
Yeah.
I'm doubling down.
She's basically spreading ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Right. Well, enough doubling down on that photo, Hayden.
I'm gonna click off this real quick.
But all I remember is the reverse flash meme where he was like, "It was me, Barry." You know that whole meme? Do you not know the whole? It comes from the joke where, like, in the comics, at some point, the Reverse Flash basically said to the Flash that all of the annoying things that happened to him in his life were because of him, because he's always just fucking around with him and, like, tripping him over or doing whatever, like, stupid stuff. So then people did the whole thing where they were like, you know, where he's like, "Barry, do you remember when you kissed your first girl and then you came instantly? That was me, Barry. I jerked you off at super speed so that it looked like you came in a woman's touch," or whatever. You have that whole, like, meme where he's just doing ridiculous stuff. And there was one about her where he was like, you know, "I made them..." He was like, "It was me. I made them make her, like, less kind of thick or less attractive or whatever in the second film so that your blood pressure would be a millimeter. I don't know what the measurement would be for pressure, but, like, just like a minuscule amount less blood pressure so that he could be a fraction faster than him, or, you know, some bullshit. But yeah, it's fucking dumb.
I mean, yeah, so real talk now. That's why I liked the film.
There we go. We're down. That and that. Don't tell me that it's just the bunny, because I know you're into that granny. There was that moment.
Man.
There was that moment in the halftime. She's sitting there with a fucking martini, but she's like literally lying across the thing, like, "Paint me like one of your French girls."
Yeah. She knows what she
And wants. I was like, "You're gonna make the fucking bunny less curvy, and then put this fucking thick ass grandma up on the this paint me like one of your French girls
it's
poses."
Not about,
like,
it's yeah,
what
it's
is
not,
this?
It's not about who's being objectified and who isn't. It's all about what's in trend. The first Space Jam came out, and they were like, "Hey, sexy MILF bunnies, they're in at the moment."
They're in.
2021, they were like, "Hey, no, the bunnies, no one cares anymore. It's all about..."
The grandmas.
It's all about
people are returning to classic roots. It's all about the gilfs.
Yeah. But yeah, like, so...
Oh, man.
Most of the juice comes in with the basketball game, which, by the way, takes like an hour to get to.
Oh my god. Yeah, it takes an hour, and it lasts for almost as long.
But yeah, like, so they're doing the basketball. Oh yeah, they turn the tunes into CGI tunes, and I was
I know,
like,
why
did you do that?
Yeah.
You didn't need to.
They,
it was good.
And like, it was this weird thing where, like, Don Cheadle did that, and then all of the tunes were like, "You'll pay for this." I'm like, I mean, on our side of things, I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
also, when they were like, "You'll pay for this," I was like, why?
Yeah.
What did
yeah.
he, like, what?
Yeah.
Why do you care? Like, you're 3D now. Is it painful for you? Like, why is it like, "Oh my god, you'll pay for this. You made me 3D and actually, like, real fur." You know, it's fucking weird.
But yeah, then we get the most generic, like, basketball game ever. There's a few pointers that we need to point out, though. First of all, the kid sees all these real-life people being transferred into the metaverse, including his family, and he's like, "Yay, we're playing a basketball." I was like, "Bro, do you not understand the gravity of the situation?" And yeah, I guess he missed Don Cheadle telling everyone that if they lose,
you're all gonna die.
if LeBron James loses, then you're all trapped here forever. I guess he just wasn't listening at that point.
No, he hadn't actually bought him on. So he bought him on after doing the whole speech where he was like, "If you guys win, then you get to go free and whatever and fine. If I win, I get to kill all of you and all the other people here have to stay here forever." And I was like, okay, one, why?
Yeah, two, yeah, why?
Two, if he controls everything and this is his ultimate goal and he wants all the power and stuff, you have it. You literally have it now. Why do you need this basketball game to decide everything. And also, once the basketball game is done, why do you need to honor that?
Yeah.
If what you want is power and to be seen and whatever, he's done it. He's literally done it. Somehow, he's fucking transferred the technology to everybody's phones to just suck them into their phones. Inexplicably. You've done it. You literally have it. Yeah, so that you could suck them all off one by one. And also,
finally,
if it didn't give
his motives were.
Yeah, if it didn't give him the kid, if it didn't give the kid like the fucking the heads up that everyone on his side of the court, all of the people cheering for Don Cheadle, were all villains from different Warner Brothers like properties. I mean, come on, what are we doing?
Literally,
it was like all of the night. What are they called? Nightwalkers? That was it, wasn't it? Game Thrones?
Yeah,
Nightwalkers?
You had... There were loads of them. You had
loads
Danny
of them,
DeVito.
The fucking... Yeah, the Penguin.
Yeah.
All sorts
Jack
of shit.
Jack Nicholson, Joker.
Yeah, like a really shitty discount Pennywise in the background.
Yeah, they were all
well.
Terrible. They all looked trash.
All awful. It was,
but that's what added to the
oh,
greatness.
Oh, God.
Of
no.
They also...
It just... I think... I was just going to say, I think it summarized for me to summarize the way that I saw this. It felt like one huge corporate like sellout. Hey, look, guys, give us your money. We've got all of these. Look, we did a little cameo. Did you see him? There he was. He's the guy. He's going to say a line or something. Doesn't matter. We're in a game. Bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop. You know what I mean?
I guess so. I mean the basketball game I didn't like as much really because it is just because you have this thing is where they can't just play basketball again because they did it in the first one, so they're like, oh, I mean, how many times is someone gonna say it's a basketball game like you've never seen? I was like, oh my god, we know. The kid said it at the start, the commentator said it, now Don Cheadle said it. Oh, how many fucking times are we going to hear that? Like,
oh, God.
It's just like, because it's like not basketball, it's just like, fucking whatever.
Like, it's literally, the writers were just like, don't know, he does a triple-double super stab, blow them up and cook a waffle and he gets a fucking 3,000 points. To Gryffindor.
Yeah.
They just make literally anything up.
Because then I was like, okay, so what's the point then? Because
there's
it's
no
just
stakes.
Like, it's completely fucking random. And also, like, it's illogical because if he's just rigging it, it's like, oh, yeah, well, he did a flip that time, so that's 1,000,000 points. Then you're like, well, it's his game, it's his world. Why would he not just be like... Like, what is the point of this? This whole thing's rigged anyway. And then once they start clawing it back, because Michael Jordan's like, wait a minute, you're
Michael
Mr.
Jordan.
Bean.
No.
Oh, LeBron James, sorry.
We'll get
to Michael Jordan. LeBron James is like, wait a minute, you guys are mythical bees. You just do whatever you want as well. So should we just win? And they're like, I guess we will then.
Oh, fuck. Because they have that awful fucking scene where he's like berating all the Looney Tunes, being like, you guys are fucking shit. We're all going to die because of you. You fucking donkey. You're awful. Why are you so bad? And then she's like, because we were trying to be like you, Mr. LeBron James.
Because
like,
this is a metaphor for your son.
Yeah, exactly. James. And then you got the fucking violin like, and he's like, oh my god, my son. And he does the fucking, the line that he said to his son before, Jesus, sorry, where, oh no, his son, where he's like, why can't you let me be who I want to be? God, I shouldn't have had that apple juice, man. It's making my throat all weird. And he does that thing where he stands there and looks into the middle distance. And again, you know, he's not an actor, but... He looks into the middle distance and he's like quoting what his son said word for word, where he's like, why can't you just let me do me or whatever the fucking like phrase was. And then he's like, all right, guys, well, you just, like, do whatever you want. And they're like, cool, I'll just use my cartoon powers to just do anything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so we, like, I was playing how you taught us, not how, you
yeah,
know.
You know, boring basketball.
Win. Yeah, yeah. They do a half time. They're down by 1,000 points or something.
Literally then, 1,000, just over 1,000 points. Because they're just like, oh, they did a triple flip, double dip, bash him in the head with a basketball, literally just hanging onto the fucking, hanging onto to the basketball hoop, just passing the ball back and forth through it, gives yeah. you 1,000 million points, you goddamn did it.
But then they'll do that, and then some guy will do, like, fly to the ceiling, turn into a ball of liquid, and then, like, go into the ground, back up through the hoop, and it'll be like, 2 points! And I was like, yeah, but okay, I don't get this then. Like, what? But
also,
then,
I just got to say that the fucking Roadrunner, that is, I know that it's not proper basketball, but 100% that Roadrunner was fully illegal because he was not bouncing the ball at any point. He was holding the ball and he was running with it. And that is, if I know, you know anything about basketball, which I know very little, there's only one thing that I really definitely 100% know, and that's that you can't run with the ball.
So
more
I
than
did
like
have
two
that,
steps.
I did have that note very early on when Michael Jordan is teaching them real basketball.
LeBron James.
Yeah. Fuck me, yeah. yeah, it's like very real, and like very real basketball, very normal. And then he's like, no, that's not basketball, you're being tuned. And then as soon as they stepped onto that court, and the guy was like, oh, you get style points because he did a flip. I was like, well, there we go, it doesn't matter anymore. There's no
rules. I mean,
rules
yeah, that
anymore.
Is true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There literally is no rules. It's yeah. just like, I've hit, like, there's a point where they hit a guy with a train and then score a point, and it's like, super duper train tunnel bonus point. Some yeah. bullshit. And it's like, 50,000.
Yeah, I was like,
because
what?
The whole point was that the kid at some point says to this AI, like, kind of at some point before all of that stuff goes down, when he's talking with AI, who's just doing this weird kind of trying to be like his dad and convince him to help him or something, I don't know exactly, but he's just like, oh, hey, I made this game called, and it's called Dom Ball, which is fucking so dumb. The kid's name is Dom, and he's like, I'm gonna call it Dom Ball. I'd be like, okay, look, that's got to be a fucking naming concept because that's not going to sell. That's fucking shit. But yeah, so he tells Don Cheadle, oh, I made this game and I scanned these people into it. And he's like, how the fuck did you do that? And he's like, oh, I just made an app that does it. And he's like, oh, okay. And gives it to his little assistant to be like, yeah, can you copy all of this information? And you know, I guess that's maybe how they suck people into the phones or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all, you know, bullshit, whatever. But I'm assuming that that's why, because he said to him later on, like, oh, we're going to do this basketball game in your game. So I'm assuming he, like, essentially kind of downloaded his game, because in their logic, that's how it works. He just sort of downloaded the game and was like, cool, we're going to play this game. Because if that's the case, then it means that this kid, all of the things that they do are like possible programmed things that this kid has done. So he's like, oh yeah, no, he did the Road Runner Smokey Dokey.
Nah, I took it as
who's your mama? Chuck it in the hoop.
I don't know. I took it more as because he's the AI. The AI just makes it his own. Because it's the AI's universe.
I mean,
he's
just bullshit.
Fucking
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah,
but then yeah. that makes it even weirder because it's like, if this the AI would have like changed it to, because he makes like spider people and snake woman basketball
yeah,
players.
Yeah, he takes they are actual basketball players as well, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
They're real life
Not that
actual
I knew
basketball
were,
players. But, yeah, I don't follow it, so I don't know, but takes actual real-life basketball people, and he's like, hey, what if you, you know, just fucking fucked them up a bit, just like splice them with other random animals and elements and things. And then I wonder what those athletes thought of what their creatures were. You know what I mean? Like the snake woman. Is she happy that her character was a snake? I don't know. It's just something I wonder.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But like, I was just like, okay, but then why, like, if you're giving yourself bonus points, why is, like, why have you programmed in that they can also get bonus points? Like, I don't get, he's cheating this whole time, so why, like, if you're going to yeah. cheat, just fucking cheat, dude.
Don't like, cheat all more like.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Yahoo! And that's everything that we've got.
That's everything that we have.
I mean, just quick fire round, like the
right,
last
right.
The last stupid thing is like they win the match because Bugs LeBron James is like, oh, we could do the glitch thing that you did earlier, and then the Sun's like the Sun literally does a thing. He's like, I've done the calculations.
Oh my God, when he said that.
And then
like, in your fucking head, this kid is the smartest person alive.
Yeah. And then LeBron James is like, don't worry, I'll do it. And then the kid's like, no, because if you do it, you'll be deleted and you'll die. And then Bugs Bunny hears that and he's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself.
Yeah, so then, he's like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, so
LeBron James says, no, I won't. I'm a real person, not a video game character. And then the kid's LeBron like...
it's genius, because yeah. LeBron James just has no concept of what's happening. He's like, no, I'm a real man. I'm not a video game.
And then his kid's like, I honestly don't know what's going on, yeah. So I don't know if that's gonna. I did the calculations, and I don't think that's gonna. I think you're gonna die.
No, I'm a real. I'm not a cartoon. I'm a real man. This is real life.
Yeah, and then, that's yeah, King so, Kong over there.
Yeah. Everything's normal. Stupid yeah. kid. I'm not dead. I'm alive. And then fucking so. Bugs Bunny is like, oh, I'll do it instead. So then he does the glitch thing, that, and then there's some bullshit. He scores, it doesn't matter. Like, they score, and it's like, oh, no. And then Don Cheadle's like, because I think he says a line earlier on in the film or something, but Don Cheadle, that LeBron James scores, and Don Cheadle turns into a poster, and then... Yeah. explodes, and that's how he dies.
That he's
and
just gone.
Like, yeah, and I was like, did he say something about being a post? I don't know.
Oh,
like,
no, it was because it was in the very beginning when they were playing the kid's game, like right at the start when the kid starts playing, he like, I think like the character like does like some sort of special move and then dunks and then it kind of does like a like, oh, fucking just hit the mic right there. It does like the kind of picture kind of takes a little thing and then it's like posterized. And then LeBron James is like posterized. Fucking dumbass kid.
Right.
No, I hate that. It's like, it's a matter of depth because I hate the fact that it's just like, LeBron, it fits in with his character with what we were just saying about LeBron James, but he's literally just like, you must play basketball. And he's like, but dad, I'm literally the smartest person on earth and I've developed completely revolutionary technology and made my own entire video game all on my own just for a fucking game jam. Look at this game that I've made that's so fucking insane. And he's like, it's broke, mate. What? Yeah, you got to do your basketball because you'll never be good otherwise. Oh, God. It's tired me out.
But the best bit is that, so they do the thing. Don Cheadle dies or turns into a poster or whatever.
Or both.
And then they're like, yeah, we did it. Oh, no, Bugs. And Bugs dying. And they're like, and he's like, I don't worry, I'll be in here the whole time. And does the fucking ET thing or whatever. Then flies up into the sky and presumably dies. And then it's like 1 week later, and then Bugs Bunny is like, LeBron James drops his son off at E3 gaming camp. Like, E3 generic game.
Again, they game must have camp. Literally, they must have literally been like, E3, that's a game thing, isn't it? Let's call it E3 Game Jam.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
if that's actually a thing. It might actually be a thing, but it feels know. Like they've just taken no, that. Because I was like, E3? E3's like dead now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this anyway. Was 2021, so maybe it was still yeah. around. I don't
mean, it was definitely, COVID definitely killed it, but yeah.
But he's like, that LeBron James, he drops his son off. The kid's like, "I love you, Dad." He's like, "All right, I'm gonna walk home." And then suddenly, out of nowhere, Bugs Bunny is like, "I'm back." And LeBron yeah. James is like, "I thought you died." And he's like, "Yeah, but I didn't. I just decided not to actually."
No, because he says, I told you us like something like us Looney Tunes." Literally can't die because the whole like Looney Tunes, you know, the whole cartoon thing where they just can't die. So he was like calling back to earlier when he said to him like, "Oh, don't worry, I literally cannot die."
Yeah, and then
so then you have that James whole thing, and like, he's like, "Nah, I didn't die."
Yeah, LeBron James is like, "Why didn't you just say that earlier when we had this whole big thing and we saw you die? You could have just been like, 'Well, I'm not actually gonna die. I'm just gonna disappear for a bit. It's fine. Don't worry about it.'" Instead of yeah. having like. Everyone cry around his body.
But he's like, "The other guy's back home. They've had a funeral. They don't know I'm alive."
Yeah, yeah. But the most important thing is, the last thing we'll say about this film is that they have a genius, amazing joke. It's half time. They're losing. They're 1,000 points down. Then Sylvester the cat is like, "Don't worry, guys. We need some help. I've called in an old friend, Michael Jordan." And they're like, "Thank Christ, Michael Jordan. He's going to help
the first
us win."
Movie.
And then Michael Jordan walks in, but not that Michael Jordan. It's Michael B. Jordan, the real Michael B. Jordan. And he's literally like, "Hi, I'm Michael B. Jordan." Okay. "Oh, you wanted Michael Jordan? No, I don't play basketball. All right, bye."
Bye. That's so it. They literally good. Do the whole joke, and
it
then he just
so
leaves.
Good. Genius.
Fucking hell.
Genius.
No,
I
dude,
couldn't believe
forgetting
my that. Eyes. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, "No way." Because at first I was like, "Are they really like no
Bring
way?"
Bring back.
I was like, "No way Michael Jordan agreed to this. There's no way he's there." And then you see his feet, and I was like, I know what they're doing. They're going to do the thing where you never see his face. Like, he just walks off or something, and they're like, "Oh, Michael Jordan. He was like, that was Michael Jordan. Just believe
Remember
it.
The first one?
Yeah. But no, they're like, "Nah, Michael B. Jordan. Genius. So fucking dumb.
Also, that can't be the last thing that we say about the film, because you remember the whole fucking bit where the pig raps.
Oh my god, the pig rap! I forgot
they literally
about the
have
rap
like a
battle.
Like, the AI says something.
I was like, he's gonna he say the N word. No, I'm not. There's no way. Man, but like, literally,
the fucking
I was
pig
like,
rap.
I literally was like, fucking. It's because Don Cheadle says something and then he says another line and it happens to rhyme. And then they're like, "Oh."
And it goes, "Hip-hop bonus round."
Yeah. You're doing a rap. And he's like, "No, I wasn't." And they're like, "Well, too bad, because we could just do our own thing anyway." And then the pig comes out and I was like, "Oh, don't do a rap battle. Please don't do a rap battle."
Of course, they're like, "Oh, take it away." I don't remember what his name is, but take it away, pig boy. And he's like, "Burp, burp, 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 me?"
And then they're like, "Yeah, you go rap." And he's like, "All right."
Yeah. he's like, fuck you, you stupid bitch. Yeah. Like, yeah. Starts just rapping. Thing is, what was it we saw recently? I think it was when Aiden last came down and we recorded an episode. At some point on that weekend, we watched the Chip and Dale movie. The new Chip and Dale kind of adventure
thing,
movie, whatever. Because it was that, wasn't it? Where they say something about, like, oh, God, it's because they're slagging off the chipmunks. And then they're like, oh, they're rapping now. And then they make some joke about how, like that's the ultimate death for a character if you make them rap or something like that.
Yeah.
And it is literally, that's, again, it all lends into this whole thing of being, like, these old-ass fucking guys, like, because the rap is so shit as well. And he's just like, oh, yeah, we're gonna, it'd be funny, we'll make him do a rap.
And I did think about it, I was going to have prepared the words to the rap. And I was gonna do the rap, and
you were gonna be
like, no. But then I was like, can't be arsed.
Yeah, don't wanna do it. don't blame you. Oh my god,
man, I can't believe I forgot about the rap.
It's just it just comes out of nowhere. You're watching it and you're like, what? Literally the fucking commentators say, like, what is going on? And I was like, this is just so dumb. I mean, the thing is, this film, to give them credit on a couple things, I was interested to see how they were going to do all the crazy, even the fact that, you know, the basketball just made no sense anyway. But I was like, okay, cool. They're going to do some, like, crazy Looney Tunes shenanigans to get these points back and whatever. Cartoons, crazy stuff. It's always interesting. Sure, fine. You know, they packed in a million billion fucking references and everything. They literally put every single property that Warner Brothers has ever even sniffed into that film. And that would have taken a lot of effort to have, you know, put all of that shit in there. So, you know, props to the guys that did that. I can't even remember what the other thing that I was going to say was. The only thing that I can remember that I was going to say was just that I like the idea that at the end of the film, Bugs Bunny isn't actually there and it's just in LeBron James's head. Considering that it is a 2D Bugs Bunny in the real world, and we have no indication of how the fuck that's even, like, possible, and he's just like,
because,
hey, I'm alive, don't worry at all, I'm not dead.
It's because Don Cheadle's been sucked off.
Oh my god. No, he had to suck him off to leave, right?
No, LeBron James got, like, sucked off into the multiverse, or the metaverse.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah, what's his face is there? Jesse Eisenberg. And he's like, hey, I'll just cut this. My bit just fell through.
Nah, keep it in. I think that's good. Good job, that's a good bit.
Because it's like Facebook, it's the metaphor. Anyway.
Yeah, worry. Just fucking... His
mind's been melted and now he sees Bugs Bunny. That's where it's going with it. Anyway, bad film.
Oh, bad film, fucking awful. I just felt like... it was a real struggle to get through this film because it was so... All of it was so poorly written. It was all just like the most... It's not even... Like, when a film is generic, you're like, ugh, whatever. But it wasn't just generic. It was so... It was like it was trying so hard to... That was the other thing I was going to say, was that it felt like they were worried that if they didn't constantly bombard you with shit that's just happening all the time, that you'd... Like, they're trying to cater to the current kind of TikTok generation of, like, having to have jangly keys in front of people to keep their attention and stuff. Because this... Even though the movie is 2 hours long, it's literally just like boom, ba, boom, 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 la, 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 la. Oh my god, what's going on here? Oh, choo, 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 choo. Oh, we got this scene. This thing happens. Boom, here, now we're over here. Oh, Looney Tunes. And I was like, fucking hell, man, what is going on?
And my ADHD brain was like, yeah!
It just, oh my god. They just have a scene, but it just happens so quick. They're just like, oh, we've got to go get the Looney Tunes. Oh, look, here they are. Ooh, oh, now we're all together. Oh, we'll go get this person. Ooh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, we've got to do some basketball. Bling, 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 level up. Bling, 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 bling. I was like, fucking Jesus Christ, man. You're fucking assaulting my senses. But it just felt like, yeah, it just felt like some bald white corporate fucking executive was just like, I know what the kids want. We're gonna have lots of neon red and blue colors and lots of little circles and arrows and floating text, and it's going to be a video game, and there's going to be, that it's going to be in the serververse, because it's like a, you know, like kids like the multiverse stuff. And the metaverse, that's popular, isn't it? Jesus. That's where I stand.
I thought bad film, good.
Nah, don't do that to me.
Yeah, I thought it was like, I just thought it was fun. Like, it was just so, like, because it was very simple and bright lights and whatever.
It's definitely simple, yeah.
But also the dumb stuff, like the stupid, generic, like terrible, like when he said what in the Matrix hell, I was like, I like this film, because I was just like, it's just so, oh, it's so generic, no. And so bad, but it makes me laugh, so yeah, I was like, yeah, yeah, I understand
yeah, yeah. I think the one joke that I thought was amusing, and I'll say I thought it was amusing, it didn't make me laugh, but I thought it was sort of clever enough, and it was amusing that they establish that they've got this machine in the real world. In the beginning, they've got this machine where they just say ball out loud and it fires a basketball towards them, and then they play with the basketball, assumedly because LeBron James is fucking rich as hell and they can just afford some bullshit like that. The kid fucking genius probably made it. And then when they're having a conversation, the older brother at some point says the word ball. But, like, just, he wasn't calling for one. He was just saying, like, oh, I know what the second one was. I don't remember the first one.
Yeah.
But he says something, and then says the word ball, and he just fucking, this basketball just flies in from off screen and smacks him in the head, and he goes, oh, he, like, falls over. And I was like, ah, that's kind of funny, because he said ball, and you set that up, and that was the joke, and, yeah, that was pretty good. And then they do it again, and I was like, okay, well, now it's not funny because you've done it twice.
Yeah, no, that was good. I liked it.
Because then he was like, oh, spaghetti and meatballs, and then he gets hit by it. And I was like, okay, well, that was the one good thing you had going.
Oh, good. Amazing.
Christ.
But yeah, that's about everything that we've got for this week.
Thankfully.
Next week,
yeah,
we are going to do...
Well, for us, it will be Fast X, the part one, because they're going to do two or three parts.
Three. Fuck me. They're doing three.
Is it confirmed that they're definitely doing three?
Oh, that's what fucking, what's his face?
I thought it was like kind of reported that he said that at the premiere or something.
Vin Diesel said it was going to be three, but that was Vin Diesel saying that, and he'll just fucking say anything.
Yeah, and so, I mean, honestly, he's just running the show at this point, right? So,
yeah, I guess so.
Pretty much, he's just, I feel like he's, I don't know if he's an exec, because you know that point where, like, an actor is such a staple of the franchise that they become an exec?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, definitely. It's his baby. Spoiler. So, spoilers for Fast X, this comes out after it. If you haven't seen Fast X and you care in the slightest, don't listen to this. But I'll spoil it for you. I heard that... this is how little I know about the franchise. But there was like a spoiler, and it was like, in the end credit scene, The Rock returns. And I was like, The Rock was in this?
Yeah, because they, like, I mean, we'll probably talk about it more
Oh, they had a big next fallout, week for us. Didn't they?
Yeah, next week for us and last week for everyone else. They, like, famously had a massive fallout because, I mean, they have all sorts of bullshit thing where they're like, oh, in their contract that they can't lose a fight in the film because their fucking fragile brand image and masculinity is so, like, brittle that it'll just fall apart if they're seen as being beaten on screen. Such a bullshit thing. Like, they literally can't even, they have to, like, even out the number of punches they take or some bullshit. It might all be, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the contracts myself. It might be rumors, but I've heard that from a few different places.
It's and just that was stupid. That was good story.
They have to have
week we're doing Hitman Agent 47.
Oh God! Doesn't that have Orlando Bloom as Hitman?
Is it him, or does
he just look like him? I can't remember if I remember him just looking like him. Is it Hitman Agent 47? Is it a 2015 film?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not him, but it looks like him.
Oh, Rupert Friend. Yeah.
Tell me he doesn't look like him. Yeah. What the fuck?
Damn, that's a good rating as well. Don't know if you've seen that. But anyway, So. If you want to get into contact, we're on TikTok and Twitter, Bad Film Good.
Not fucking Twitter.
I did
we're not
TikTok
on Twitter.
And Twitter instead of fucking Instagram. I fuck it up every time.
You find new ways. Next time you'll be like Twitter and Twitter.
We put up clips of the episodes and stuff, so if you want to check those out, that'd be good. And if you want to help out the show, give us a 5-star review, that'd be really nice. Give us
triple dippy hippy flippy ring around the roses, who's that girl, shake my hand and call me Bob.
Out of five. Or if you want to give us an email, give us a suggestion of a film we should do, we're badfungid@gmail.com. But as always, it is...
Come on, you nearly had it.
AI Wars,
nice,
baby.
Nice.
It's where Deeks gives us a meme from Inspirable, or not a meme, just an inspirational quote from Inspirable, and I give you a meme from Image Flip, and we pin them up against each other to see who's funnier. Inspirobot's winning 5-3, but I recently discovered the not safe for work filter, and now pretty confident.
Oh no! Well, it's funny that you say that because I think Inspirobot has heard you on this.
No.
And has decided to answer in kind. So we'll see.
No, you go first. I'm intrigued.
I went first last week. You go first.
All right. So mine is the gift that keeps giving with this not so for work filter. It's Yoda. It's the Yoda.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And this one this week says, I'll do it in the voice.
Good voice.
He says,
"Eat ass, I have, and I will get."
Stupid.
"Eat ass, I have, and I will get."
Of course, the guy's like 900 years old. If he hadn't eaten ass once in that whole time, I'd be disappointed.
He eats ass and he wants more.
He's hungry for more, yeah.
"Give me that ass."
Yeah. Right. Well, I've got it looks like one of these fucking super rich resort kind of places. You got these pools, you got this kind of like super high story, like loads of kind of blocks of all these little holiday kind of things, and you got little palm trees and shit. You got people who look like their staff maintaining the pool and stuff like that. It looks like, you know, proper rich getaway. And it says in something actually, interestingly, I mentioned earlier to Aiden about a different Inspirobot, but in the sort of Supreme font where it's the white writing on like red blocks. And it just says, "If one does not wish to join an underground swingers club, there is only one possibility. Get jerked off and lose it all." Oh man.
Mine wins.
No.
Changing it.
I don't think so.
Yoda literally said, "I eat ass." How does that not win?
This is as rigged as Space Jam.
Yoda eats ass. Oh God! I pressed Control V because I cut out. I thought I'd cut out the Yoda beep that I'd pasted, but I Control V'd and it was just Lola Bunny's ass again.
Oh, man.
Right. Which is what Yoda wants. He's like, yeah. I will get.
It's full circle. All right, look. Simply for the fact that he's eaten ass, I will concede for this
look,
time.
And I will say...
You get a little closer.
It was close. Yours was good, but nothing will ever beat Yoda saying that he eats ass. Oh, good.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That's it, and we'll leave you with the rap from.
Oh no! Space you've taken Jam. The time. Oh Jesus!
Fuck you, bitch!
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
All right, yeah.
Bye.